You are listening to benstorah.com.
Itmar, Chavov, Amar Beis, Maseches, Brachas, Rabbi Yossi, Bram, Chanina, Amar, Tfilos, Albus, Tiknum. And when it comes to the Tfilos, where do we get the sinning of a Shacharis of a Mincha of a Mariv? Tfilos, Albus, Tiknum. The Albus, respectively, were massacring the Tfilos of the day. Avram Avinu massacring Shacharis, as the Gemara goes on to explain. Yitzchak Mesakin Tfilas Mincha and Yaakov Mesakin Tfilas Arvis. Rabbi Shmuel Levi argues and says, no, Tfilas Keneged Temidim Tikno, that they were established corresponding to the various Karbonis. And the Gemara goes on to explain what exactly they're arguing about. A Kopona Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, the first opinion cited in the Gemara, tells us Avram Avinu is Mesakin Shacharis, Vayashkim Avram Boker, Mokam Asher Al Macham, Ein Amida Latfilas Shinamar and Tehillim, Kaval Posek Lamed Vayashkim. As we find in Tehillim Kabeis, and Yaakov Avinu Masakin Arvis Myriv. How do we know that? Vayivka Mamakam Yolan Shom. Vein Pegiel Latfila Shenamar. The pasuk says in Yirmiyon Pasuk Zayin. Vayata Altis Bala Bayadam Azim Altisam Adam Rino Tefila Al Tifka Bi. And yet again a lashon of Tefila. So Avram Avinu is Masakin Shacharis. Yitzchak Avinu Masakin Mincha. Yaakov Avinu Masakin Tfilas Arvis. The Marsha points out, and we know the Gemara tells us twice in Shas, Kedushin, Pebeis, and Manel, Yimachal Chesed, that Avram Avinu kept all Torah before it was even given. The Maral says, as a double portion in Tiferes Yisrael, in Perakim Yutes and Chav, he's discussing this Gemara, and he says that it wasn't just Avram Avinu, Yitzchak and Yaakov as well. So Avram Avinu, Yitzchak, and Yaakov Avad, Avram Avinu, Davin, all the Tfilas. But it means, as Rav Dessler knows this explained, that this Tfila was Meshich Shaychi Baofen. So the tchunas and nefesh of Avram Avinu, and this tefillah belongs to Avram, and it bespeaks the midas of Avram Avinu. Shacharis is the beginning of the day, shachar daybreak. Avram Avinu is chagiga daf gimel manal of tchila legerim. He's the first ger. He's a bria chadasha. He recreates himself anew. That's the daybreak. That's the new aschala. That's the one who started Klal Yisrael. That's Avram Avinu, corresponding therefore accordingly to shacharis. Yitzchak is mincha. That's the afternoon, which is not really an independent. It's merely viewed as the hemshich of that which is already started by Avram Avinu. Yitzchak's ikar mission is to be mamshich the avoda of his father Avram Avinu, and thus he digs the wells that his father had dug before him, gives them the same names as his father had labeled them years previous. It's all about being mamshich the avoda sakonesh of his father Avram Avinu, the same way that mincha as a hemshech of shacharis. In addition, we pointed out something that Reveyed Rakovsky writes in the Sefer Das Tfilo. Avram Vino is a shacharis, keneged the shachar. Yaakov and Arvis, a mayrif, keneged the erev. Yitzchak should have given us a Tfilo that corresponds to the tzaharai, and yet it's not seen, it's not viewed as a conjugation of tzaharayim, of tzohar. Tzohar tasa l'teva, lashon of light, tzaharai. Why is this Tfilo not corresponding to the zman of the day? Explains Reveyed Rakovsky. Because Yitzchak, the Yamanat Tfilo wasn't just giving us a Zman Meyuchot to a specific time of the day. Yitzchak's whole Bria, his whole essence, his whole Mahus, was one and one with Tfilo. He was a Korban Mamish. He was an Ola Tamimo. A Forut Sober Gamish Bechazal tell us. He was a Kedis Yitzchak. He gave himself as a Korban. He didn't stop offer something outside of him. He offered himself. Pshuto Kimashmo. He was, as the word clearly indicates, a Mincha. He was an offering. He gave the ultimate offering, an offering of oneself. Not stop a Tfilo during the day. Thus, he remains forever engraved, embedded in our memory. He is the Omen HaTfilo. Yaakov Avinu, of course, takes us into Golos, the night of the Erev, when the Zman Havdin of night mixes and intermingles with the Zman of Lahagid Baboker Chazdecha. We get into Emunos Chabalelos, who carries us into the night. Emes Ve'emuna follows the Kriya Shema of Tfilas Arvis. We start Shas. Tfilas Arvis, Kriya Shema of Arvis. That's really the beginning of Klal Yisrael. That's our story going into Golos. That is a Manos Chavaleilus. That's Yaakov. That's Erev. That's the Revuvia of living a life where the din is always mixed and intertwined with the Chesed. That's the night and the day. That's the Erev. The Ibn Ezra says thus called because it's when the sun goes down, the moon comes up. The Revuvia of the Lahagib Babukar Chazdecha with the Manos Chavaleilus. That's the Metzias, the essence of Yaakovino, and he gives us Myriv. So as we pointed out, Avada, certainly Avram Avinu davened not only Shachris, he davened Mincha, he davened Maariv, but this tefillah was shayach more to his tchunas and nefesh. On this form, want to learn that no, Avram Avinu really only davened Shachris and the Ebershtor Kilu Mokim Inicha Lugdabo. He held it back. Same reason, so I understand the reason why Avram Avinu wasn't Mekayim the mitzvah of Mila before it was given is because Hashem held back the sod of Mila. Hashem held back Mincha, held back Maariv, so that Yitzchak could be Machanesh Mincha and Yaakov, his grandson, Azenoko, could be Machadesh Maariv. So different ways of learning. Akoponim, this is why we have what we call davening. Famous Bnei Yisoscha, the Dinavah Rebbe writes in a Sefer Magid Taluma, here in the Gemara in Brochas Chavavam Rebeis, and nothing's coincidental. Why do we call it davening? Davening, he says, comes from the Aramaic who gave us the davening. Who was masaking the tefillah? De'avinun, de'avuhon, our fathers. It is de'avuhon, it's shel avuhon, it's shel our Elvis. Our Elvis HaKadoshim gave us the tefillahs. Writes in Bnei Yisoscha, de'avuhon is davening. De'avuhon, de'avinun, our Elvis, that's the Aramaic. Avinun means our Elvis. Davinun, it belongs to our Elvis, to the ones who originated it, who are Machanish, the Shachris Mincha Maariv. And thus we call it davening. That's exactly what we do. We daven and we follow what the Elvis did, the groundwork that they laid. They were Machshir, the Karka, so that we know what to tap into. We know how to connect to the Ribbono Shalom. Avadad is an Indian of Stam davening. As an Indian of davening, where the Gemara says earlier in Brochus Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph, Amram Yechanan Halavai Shi Espala Adam Kolayim Kula. Levi, that we daven all the day. But what? We know that we can't stop daven all the day. We have a lot to do. Avram says this is Asman Mesuyam for Shacharis, Asman Mesuyam for Mincha, and Asman Mesuyam for Maariv. It all came from the Avos. But if you look at the wording of the Gemara, it's Tfilos Avos Tiknu. Avram Vinu is Mesakein Shacharis, writes the Ma'or B'Shemesh, Yenida Heilig HaChasidus HaRebbe, to give us such a pshat. He writes back in Parshas Lech Lecha, Ma'or B'Shemesh, why did Chazal use specifically the lashon of tikein? Tikein is to fix, to be masakein. Again, the Gemara clearly is using it in the context of establishing. Avram Avinu was masakein; he established this tefillah. Yitzchak that one, and Yaakov the third one. But writes the Mor Bashemesh, no, tikein means to fix. They fixed this man that they were poel in the bria that this is this man when yitfilas will be heard. If you daven shacharis in this man, yitfilas will be heard. If you daven mincha in this man, they were masakein this man after the chet of Adam and Chava. Things got messed up. The Elvis had to create a tikkun. They had to be masak in the Briach. As I'll say, all the Doris, all those generations, the Shechina kept leaving. The Zion Rakim kept going up. Who brought it down? The Elvis HaKadoshim, Ayyadei, the conduit of their tefillahs, they brought the Shechina back down to the Surah. So they were masaking. Avramino's masaking this man. This man that was in a skalkel, Ayyadei the Briach, Ayyadei Dor Enosh and Dor Afloga, Dor Mabul. They destroyed this world. We're going to now be masaking this world. How are you masaking the Zaman, the Avira of the morning hours, Ayidei Tefillah Shachris Avram Avinu, how you Masak in the afternoon hours, that is Yitzchak's Tikkun, and then Yaakov, that's the Mor Bashemesh, and thus we have Shachris and Chamarav. So we basically covered our bases, we covered the whole day. Or did we? How do we really start the day? And we have the Gemara earlier in Brachas. At least if they started Daf Yomi, pretty much everybody made it to the second Daf, even though somebody just told me this week that the last cycle that they started, they were so excited from the Sima Shas, they started Brachas, they made it to the first page, and that was it. So they didn't even make it to Daf Gimel. They made it to at least Daf Beis. At least they could say it wasn't just Aleph. It starts with Beis. At least they made it through Beis. Said this year he's already three blot in. Baruch Hashem, he's making progress. So at least he got, the Gemara tells us in Gimel Amud Beis that David HaMelech would do what? David, did he know the middle of the night? How can he know the middle of the night to know? David HaMelech, Simon Havilei, Amrav Achavar Biznarim Shimon Chasida, Shimon Chasida Kino Hayatolu, the Malami Matosos, David, he had a harp that was suspended above his bed. Came in Shigir Chatzos Laila Baruch Tzephonis, a northern wind came, but Hashem's bow, and it blew through the strings of the harp, Menachem Me'ilov, and it blew on its own, Me'yan Hayomi Dvosa Gitar, Shalom and Hashachar. So what happens? He got up at Chatzos at night, and he would daven continuously until Amen Hashachar, when is Tfilas Vasik, and the Gemara told us earlier as well. Testament base. Tefillas Hasikin is Yedavin Imanetzachama. So who got up to daven ready from the night and who woke up? Ayira Shachar. Who woke up the morning? Who gave us Tefillas Hasikin? Davin Melech. It's very Gishmak. So I mentioned in the past, I saw it first in Yehuda Green's Penchiyucha Shatara, and I saw a similar idea here. Here in the Sefer Netzutzi Hashas, he writes, quoting the Pardes Yosef, which has a letter, a mikhtav from Moshe Moshe Zilberman, and he says, Shamati b'shem agon chidush yarim. We know Chazal tells us this Gemara, Tfilos Ovos Tiknum, Avram Shachris Yitzchak Minchan Yaakov Meiriv. Chiddush Yerim said that the various tefillos amarumas and the second letter of their name, Avram, it's a base, that's Boker, he gave us the tefillah of the Boker, Shachris. Yitzhak Tzari, Tzaharayim, gave us the tefillah in the afternoon. Yaakov, the Ayin, that's Erev, he gave us the tefillah of Arvis, of Meirev, corresponding to the nighttime. So who gave us Vasikin? So he says over here, Nira Shalot Tikin Tefillah Vasikin. He wants to say that it was Lot who gave us tefillah Vasikin. And he says, maybe there's a smach, it's Targum Yonasim and Aziel. And Bracious Yetesh Yitchen says, Adin Izbu Arachamov Legabe Lot. So maybe that was tefillah Vasikin Menetzachamo. One time they asked a chassid, there was a chassid of Sherebu who saw Mesnagdim running early in the morning. He was going out to mikvah and to say to him, and he asked him, Masnagid, where are you running? He says, Unimi Rabbi, I'm running out to Davin Masikin. I want to Davin Masikin. It's a big Milo. He says, Masikin. He says, come on, Avram Vino is the base, that's Boker. Shachris Yitzhak, the Tzari Tzarai Mincha. Yaakov the Ayin, that's Arvis Erev. He says, Masikin, that came from Lot. Ah, that's Lot. You don't want to be a Masnagid who's running after Lot. You want to go out and wait. No, wait until Boker. So he said, no, it's not Lot. Who is Masakin Masikin? Davin Amelach Lachaira. Second letter in David's name is Avav. That's Dov. David is Mitzakin Tefillah Sasekin, and it's Muchach and Nigoy. And that is the Tefillah that he gave us. And the Arizal even writes in the Siddur Hari that David was Mitzakin Tikin Chatzos. Of course he was Mitzakin Tikin because he got him at Chatzos at night. That's when he's davening. He's longing. His whole life was, I'm pining for the Beis HaMikdash, Mizrach Shechanu Sabayis, even though he never built it. That's all that he wanted. So if Tikin Chatzos, Tikin Rocha, Tikin Leah is all about longing and yearning for the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt anew, who wanted it more than David HaMelech? It's Miyuchas attributed to him because he wanted it more than anybody in the world. That's David. That is Tikin Chatzos. But he didn't stop. He continued through Tfilas Vasikin, through the morning hours. That's David. That's Vasikin. And another smach. It's very geschmack. Because Lachar, if you take, that's the second letter. So it always intrigued me. Why are we looking at the second letter? We always usually look at the first letter. Rosh Tevis, Phineas Daiti, we can't take the first letter. You know why? Because the first letter is already taken. Because Tfilas started with Adam Arishan. Adam Arishan was born to be what? Precious Prank Base Plus Exion. Vayipach Ba'apov Nishmas Chaim Havas Adam the Ruach Memalala. Man is a speaking spirit. You're created to daven. Vavakama Gimel Amrbeis and Tabayin Tabayin. You're supposed to be Mafe. Mafe Ze Adam. Man has to articulate and enunciate. You got to speak. Man has to be a Mespalel. What does Rashi say? Embrace his part. Base Pasuk Hey. Terem Himtir Al Aretz. Nothing is going to grow until what? Until Adam steps onto the world stage and he's Mespalel. He's Makir B'Tavos and Sholeg Yeshamim. When you need someone to be Makir Tov to recognize the Geshomim, to daven for the Geshomim. So the whole taklis of Adam was Barosh and Rishon to be a Mespalel, to daven. That's why we say the hidden letters of Adam. Adam is Aleph, Dalet, Mem. The hidden letters of Aleph, Lamed, Pei, Dalet, Lamed, Tav, and Mem is the Mem. Those osios comprise the word Mespalel. The hidden core essence of Adam is to be a Mespalel. So Adam starts the Yesodot Tfilah. So that's an Aleph. The beginning of Adam is a one. Avram Avinu continues the process. He gives a Shacharis. Avram Avinu Rosh Tevis is an Aleph, that's one. Yitzchak is a Yud, and Yaakov is a Yud. So that's Gemaldik. Adam started the process. Adam, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that's one. One, 10 and 10, that's 22. How do we get the Shem Avaya? Tefillah is bringing the Hiskalus of Avaya into the world. We have 22, we're missing four. Who's going to round it all off? Who's going to bring it full circle? Phineas Taiti, David. David brings it full circle. That's why the Zohar writes, the Arizah writes, the Shlo and the Ramami Pana, who's the Rego Ravi Bamarkava, who brings about the fourth level, the fourth wheel of the chariot of the Almighty to bring down his galus of Shem Avaya in the world. David is the fourth Rego Bamarkava. That's why his tefillah brings it all full circle. Avram is Shachris, Yitzhak is Mincha, Yaakov is Meiriv, David is Tikin Chatzos, the end of the night, who goes from the end of the night, brings it full circle by davening through Vasikin, and he goes from the end of the night to the beginning of the night, and David Melch links it all. He is the tefillah. Of course he links it all. Achron, Achron, of it. We're going to get to that tonight in Mitzvah. Everything goes after the chasima. Achron achron choviv. Who's the chasima of the tefillah? Who is the davener more than any davener in the entire history? Who's the one who davened so much, not just at his man mesuyim during the day, but he defined his essence as tefillah? Davened and tell him, kavdal and posik tes, v'ani tefillah. I am a tefillah. Writes in Nosam Meir Bachbo, the Lakewood Mashkiach, and his Sefer Lekha Rishimus and Yanni tefillah. Davened is davened melech. He never says, I'm not davened melech. That's not my identity. Not ani hamelech. Not ani hamasmid. What does he say? V'ani tefillah. First and foremost, I am a tefillah. I'm a tefillah through and through. I am always davening. Davened tehillim. Everybody has tehillim. Every emotion is in tehillim. Kol atzmosai tamarna. David doesn't just daven through his mouth. Kol atzmosai. All his being, all his essence, every bone in his body. How does he close sefer tehillim? Again, hakol alech achrachisim. What's the last line? We know in a book, Lahavdil, it all comes down to the end. You can have a 1,000-page Robert Lolem novel. Lahavdil, right? All comes down. What's going to be the clincher? At the end, it's all going to come together. In the end of the day, how does all tehillim, 150 kapilach, how does it come together? It's all summed up by what? Kol aneshama talakom haleluka. We play all the instruments, different instruments to have different chords. You go to symphony orchestra, you have the brass instruments, the string instruments, the wood instruments. The chab of the symphony is how they are all synchronized. They all work in unison and beautiful harmony ensues. That's because sometimes you need the tubas and the clarinets and the drums and the cymbals, and you bring it all together. That's David HaMelech. I'm going to package it all together with one of the shortest kapitulach, number 150. We'll talk about the full gamut of instruments that strike, that trigger different chords, and thus elicits varied emotional responses, taps all the stimuli, and you undergo that cathartic process of expressing every emotion. You package it all together. You know how to sum up all tehillim. Kol haneshama tahala kahaluka. All my neshama. That's David. David HaMelech says, I give you all of me. Mela, he closes all tefillah full circle. He closes the chakras min chamayrev, ayyadetik chan chatzos, rounds the corner, and brings it full circle with tefillah svasikin. So now it's geshmak. Adam, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, and David. 1-1, 10-10, and Dalad. That is Rosh Tevis, their essence. All begins, starts with Shem Avayi, that's 26. Second letter of the name, Beis, that's Boker. Adam was in Mesakin, a tefillah, Mesuyam. His Metzius was to always be davening. His Gilgal is David HaMelech, who's going to be Mesakin. Adam by always davening. But Yitzchak, Avinu, and Yaakov, that's Tzarayim and Erev and Myra, respectively. David is the Vav, that's Vasikim, and he brings it all full circle. And thus we have, not really Lot, but it's really David who brings about Tikkun Chatzos, Tfilas Vasikim, and now we're all good to go. Or are we? Now let's now be Mamshach, let's go to the end of the Gemara.
Isn't Vasikin also Shachar? I mean, it's literally a Zman of Shachar.
Oh, it's really the same thing. It's just really a separate Zman. That's why I think it's the Tikkun Chatzos, which is a Tefillah Miyuchedes, which then continues through the morning hours. It's really the Zman of Tefillah. It's not a Tefillah Miyuchedes, right, per se. But what is? And we go to the Hemshech of the Gemara. The Gemara is asking questions on both opinions. What's Mincha Gedola then? What is Mincha Ketana? And then the Gemara says as follows. He says, really, I'll tell you, I hold the Ovis established, they were masaking the Tfilas, but Avada, certainly, they were somech, adahainu, they, kilu, made an asmachta, they relied, their source, their base, was the Karbonis, dahainu, they patterned the Tfilas, Chazal patterned the Tfilas to correspond to the various Asmanei HaKarbonos. D'ilo temahachi, if I don't bring in the Indian of Karbonos, Tfilos Musaf, Rav Yossi, Rachanina, Man Tikna. Who is Mesakin? Tfilos Musaf. Say, he also has to agree. We don't have one of the others. We don't have one of the others in the end. Who's Mesakin? Tfilos Musaf. Elawa, that's going to get the Karbon Musaf. So he also agrees. You have to bring in Karbonos. In the end of the day, you have to bring in Karbonos. But it doesn't preclude one from understanding that the others were Mesakin the Tfilos, but they were also established by Chazal corresponding to the Karbonos. So the Gemara says, no, Tfilos Avos Tignam, Asmechir Rabbana Karbonos. That's the two dots. That's the end of the sugya. We turn to the back of the Gemara of Yaakov Emden, and there's a ghost Yavetz on the Gemara in Brachas, and he says, and here ba'enai b'sefer hazor mashma, that Tfilas Musaf is Besod Yosef. That's Tfilas Musaf based on the Zohar. Who's Mesakin Musaf? That's Yosef. But, what is the Gemara? not say that. Mikomokum lo matzino behedjo v'lo samach b'kasu. We don't have an asmachta. And the pasuk that he is kenegan musaf, we don't have a mefurish anywhere. But in the world of Torah Sanista, in the world of Kabbalah, Yosef HaTzadik was mesaking tfilos musaf.
The name is very similar.
Oh, right. So of Gedaliah Shor and Or Gedaliah in a few places. That if you look at the name is clearly indicative that what? Yosef is Lashon Musaf. Yosef Lashon Musaf. So now it's very apropos. So what is that all about? And what is this tefillah of Musaf? And what is this tefillah that's not part of the tefillos hakvuos, in a sense that we don't say it every day? It's said at special times, but when it is said, it's said, interestingly enough, as a regular tefillah mesuyemus alongside shacharis, coupled with shacharis, and in between shacharis and a mincha. So it's not stam an extra tefillah like tikkun chatzos that we do later on a night. At the end of the day, it's a tefillah that when we do say Musaf on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, on the Yom Tovim, it becomes part and parcel and etzem chelik of the davening. So what's pshat? Is it a chelik of the davening? Is it not a chelik of the davening? Now let's keep in mind again, we said the B'nai Yisrael Schar Magid Taluma, davening is Miloshen De'avuhon. Who gave us the tefillos? Who established the core bedrock of the Metzius of Klal Yisrael? That's Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's the Gemara, also in Brachas, Tazayin, and Mudbeis. And the Gemara says, Ein Korn Ovis Elo the Shlosha. And there are three Ovis, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Three, and no more than three, Ein Korn Imos Elo the Arbo, Sora, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. That's it. We have four. So in the end of the day, three and four, seven, that's the Shlemus of the world, the Sharosh and the Shor Sheyam, the three Ovis, the four Imos, three and four, seven, that's the core bedrock of the Metzius, the solid foundation of the Jewish people. Klal Yisrael comes down to these seven, no more, no less. And yet, we have a well-known mimer of Rav Yitzchak Kunner and Pachli Yitzchak. And it's something Rav Kunner speaks about in a number of places. We've discussed it in the past. Kunner talks about it in his Pachli Yitzchak and Pesach Mimer Memtes, Pachli Yitzchak and Chanukah and Mimer Hay, and Pachli Yitzchak and Sukkos and Mimer Yud Beis. And that is that even though Ein Korn Ovis Elo L'Shlosha, it's Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, and that's the Yisodas Dikat Tfilos. And like Rabbi said in the other day, Tfilos Hasikin is not a Tfilum Yuchedes, not a Tfilum Mesuyemes. It happens to be Shachar's, but Shachar's made earlier, Shachar's made in its ideal, optimal time. But Musaf is a Tefillah Miyuchedes. So what's going on? How could we have Zohar Kodesh? How can we say that in a certain sense, Yosef also gave us a Tefillah? He's not one of the others. So Rav Hunter doesn't ask that question, but we can borrow Rav Hunter to answer this question. Because Rav Hunter says, you look at Amos and Perakeh, and many other times, in Nach, Yirmiyah, Habein, Yakir, Li, Ephraim, we're called throughout Tanakh, not only the Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, we're called the Banim of Yosef HaTzadik, or his sons, the Bnei Ephraim, Habein, Yakir, Li, Ephraim. Bein Yakir Ephraim is not just a reference to Ephraim, it's Ephraim that we all come from Yosef. And we know everyone, Mama Rachel is Mama Rachel to everybody. Everyone goes to Kever Rachel. Kever Rachel is the Yiddish Mama. If there's one Yiddish Mama of every Shevet, what do you mean? A Rov of Klal Yisrael doesn't come from Rachel Imenu. Rov of Klal Yisrael comes from Yehuda. Yehuda, Binyamin, comes from Leah. Most of the Shevet came from Leah. And you know what? Leah is not the Yiddish Mama. The Mama of Klal Yisrael is Hamama Rachel. She is our mother. What's going on over here? Mitzan Echad, Rachel is our mother, Yosef is our father, but it can't be. Ain't come no mazel to the solution. What's going on? Explains Rav Hunter a very important
you are
yourself.
Listening to BensTorah.com.
Hunter says, what does the Gemara mean that these were the Elvis? It means that each one of these three had a Nekudim Yuchedes, a Nekudim Ha'avus, that they were the first ones who established something that created a new Metzius. What was that? Who introduced Gerim? The whole Yisod of Geirus, that you could go ahead, change your life, become a Ger, become a Baal Tshuva, and become a Bria Chadasha Ligamri. That's Avram Avinu. Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chavar even writes in his Siach Yitzchak, Kivshan Eish, the Rambam doesn't even list as one of the Nisyonis. Why? Because Kivshan Eish is, you throw something into a fiery furnace to purge it of all impurities and all imperfections. You want to go and purify silver, you throw it, you cast it into the crucible, and you turn up the flame, and that's purging. Avram Avinu Kivshan Eish is not openly spelled out in the pages of Torah, because that's destroying the Avram of old. He comes out of Bria Chadasha, Avraham, right? So Funer Pachli Yitzchak and Sukkos Maimer Beis. Why does he get a hay? Because the hay Olam Haza was created with the letter A. He recreated his own Olam Haza. Tchila the Gerim. He's a Shacharis. He's a new beginning. He's a Bria Chadosha, a break from the past, no connection to Terach any longer. He is a Baal Tshuva. He is a Ger. He is a new beginning. That says Nekudas Ha'avus. So he's the first one to start a new nation called Klal Yisrael. What was the Chiddush of Yitzhak Avinu? He's the first Jew. Avram Avinu was born to Terach, and then he had to convert. Who's the first one born to two Yiddish parents? And Al Yedei Zeh, he's the first one who was Nibul Hashmona. First one to get a bris on day number 8 is the first one born to two Jewish parents, and that was part and parcel of his essence. His essence is Yitzchak, writes Rashi. And why is he called Yitzchak? Because of the laughter of his parents, and because Yud, his father, had 10 tests. Tzadi and Kuf, 90 and 100, the respective ages of his mother and father, Bishas, his Leida, and Ches, because he got a bris mila on day number 8. The essence of Yitzchak was about what his parents did to him, because he's the first Jew. The first one who was acted upon by two Jewish parents. That's part and parcel of the Etzem Hos of Yitzchak Avinu. He is Nimul Hashmona. That is the Chiddush of Yitzchak, the first Jew born to Jewish parents who has bris mila on day number 8. Okay? I mentioned the Alter Mikelm said it was always a pellet to him that the Arabs, to this day, they give bris mila at 13 years of age because Yishmael happened to be 13. He says, don't they read the Chumash? The same Chumash that says Yishmael was 13 says later on in the beginning of Parshas Tazria, Bayom Hashmini Yimo Basar Loso. He says, it's amazing Hashkacha, because the 8th day belongs to the Jewish people. We alone are the Ma'ilam and Atzeva. Hashkacha ordained the Arabs. They can't even read the Chumash. Read the Chumash. It happened to be Yishmael was 13, and if he had been 15, he would have happened to be. He was 13 at the time. But the mitzvah is only on day number 8. That's the Iker mitzvah. Okay, that's the Chiddush of Yitzchak. And the Chiddush of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov is the first one who had a full bed of righteous children. Mitoso Shlema is the Loshen and the Menush of Iker Abo. Avram Avinu gave us a Yitzchak, but he had Yishmael. Yitzchak gave us a Yaakov, but he had an Esav. Comes Yaakov, Yud Beis Shiftei Kalb, Sochem Nenvav, Shema Yisrael, Baruch Shem. They're all tzaddikim, kulon tzaddikim. He's the first one to tell us Shlema, and thus he gave us a new chiddush. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Amdal and Amnal, Yisrael Shachata, Avapi Shachata Yisrael. Once a Jew, always a Jew. Avram Avinu, he could be a Yitzchak, but you could be Yishmael and leave the Jewish fold. Esav is Yisrael Mumra, and he goes off the Derech. Yaakov, once a Jew, always a Jew. That's the chiddush of Yaakov, because they're all righteous children. That's Mitasa Shlema. That is his chiddush. Once a Jew, always a Jew. That's it. We're good to go. We've established a Jewish nation. And thus, Yaakovino says, it's time to leave love, and I have my children in tow. I'm going to set up shop. Chazal say he was Kaveya Techumen. He sets up his own camp. The Jews are separate. And Am Levadad Yishkon. And now Klal Yisrael is ready to go. Everything is great. A Jew is always going to be a Jew, and Klal Yisrael is around forever. Except what? There's one way out. What's the one way out? Once you're a Jew, you can never be mafkia, you can never uproot the shame Jew from on top of your head. But what you can do, unfortunately, is a person can marry outside the faith. And if a person intermarries, then the ensuing offspring goes after the mother. If the mother's not Jewish, the children will not be Jewish. So a Jew can never take away the name, the stamp of Jew that's engraved and embedded into his core essence. But if he marries a non-Jewish woman, he assimilates, and he intermarries, then the children are not Jewish. And thus he has taken away the shame Israel, not from himself, but he's taken it away from his children. And that is what happens, Rachmana Litzlan, in the case of intermarriage. So there's one way out of the name Yisrael. Who gave us the ability to stem the tides of assimilation? The Nekudas Abbas of Yaakov was Mitoso Shlema. But there's a breach, writes Afuner. There's a way out. There's a way out. Not Legabe you, Legabe your children. Who's going to seal that lone breach? Yosef is the first Jew who was tested with what? Going down to Mitzrayim, tempted with Ashes Potiphar. He was going to go ahead and have a union with a non-Jewish woman, and the children would not have been Jewish. So he would have broken that chain. Yosef overcomes the Yitzhara. He is Menatzeach, and he emerges victorious over the Yitzhara, and thus introducing, that's Yosef HaTzadik. More than anything else, he's known as the Tzadik. He withstood the temptation of Gilei Arias. He was sealing the lone breach, and now he gave and implanted in every future generation the ability to withstand the temptation of intermarriage. That's the koch of Yosef HaTzadik. Ameila, Yosef HaTzadik is not an Av by himself, but he's an Av in the sense that he seals the Nekudas HaAvos of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov is Mitasa Shlema, but there's a way out through one's children. You could adversely affect your children if you marry the wrong woman. Yosef instills and ingrains in Klal Yisrael's fabric that ability to not intermarry, to not marry outside the faith, and thus to preserve the Avos of Yaakov Avinu. So it's not a Chiddush by itself. It is, but it isn't, because it's really being mashlem, the avos of the father. So right to funder, that's why Yosef is called what? He's called the Shevet, who's also like an Av. And it's not really Rav Funder's Chiddush. Listen to an Or HaChaim HaKadosh from last week's Parsha, Parshas Vayechi. And when the Or HaChaim talks about a Yosef HaTzadik, why is Yaakov giving so much special attention to Yosef HaTzadik and to his kids, Menashe and Ephraim, and he makes Menashe and Ephraim their own Shevet? What's going on over here? Yesh lanu lachker zos, lam hotzi Yaakov es Yosef, minyan ha-shvotim. What's going on? Ephraim and Menashe are their own people, so he says, Api ha-gdum azu yisvash. We can answer our questions. Why? Ki Yosef hu bechinas Yaakov. Yosef is just like Yaakov. You ever wonder? Yosef, Chazal say, was right to be Maimon Yurbei Shvatim, just like his father Yaakovino. The Musti Yukino, the countenance, the appearance of Yosef, was similar to the Musti Yukino of Aviv. Yosef was Bechinas Yaakov, Ubimadregas Av Lashvatim Yikra. He was like an Av vis-a-vis the other Shvatim, and thus his children, Menashe and Ephraim, in a certain sense, can appear alongside the other Shvatim. He's a Shevet, but he's also like an Av. He's a bridge between that generation and this generation. He's the ability to bridge the gap between the Avos and the Bonim. Now it's very Gishmak. Because what is Yosef's name? We go back to the pages of Vayetze. Why was it called Yosef? Yosef Hashem Liban Acher. Gishmak. What's the name Yosef? I want to have another child, another Jewish child. The one who instilled within Klai Yisrael the ability to have another Jewish child. Another Jewish child is none other than whom? Than Yosef HaTzadik. Writes Rav Hunder, and writes the Satma Rav, the Divrei Yoel. How do we get introduced to Yosef? The beginning of Ayesha, Perek Lamed Zayin. Ela told us Yaakov Yosef. And what's the pshat? Who ensured, who guaranteed told us to Yaakov? Who guaranteed that Yaakov will always have Yiddish children? Maybe Chas Hashem, all those children are going to have to marry and they're going to lose. Their families have been lost throughout the history. Who's going to perpetuate Klai Yisrael? The Koch of Yosef, Al Yadeh, the withstanding the temptation of Ashes Potiphar, thereby instilling within in the ranks of the Jewish people to be mamshich the avos of Yaakov, Eila Tonus Yaakov Yosef. Yosef guaranteed, he's the guardian of our continuity, who guaranteed. So what is he called by Paro? Interesting, it's called an avrech. What's an avrech? He's an av, but he's an avrach. He's a young av. He's Gishmak. He's an Av, but he's an Avrach. He's not one of the Avos HaKadoshim, but he's a young Av. He's an Av, Eila Todos Yaakov Yosef, who sometimes is grouped into the Avos. We're called the Mnei Yosef, the Mnei Ephraim, and sometimes he is grouped together with...
called Yehosef, someplace in Tehillim.
In the Shir Shoyo, we say, Eidos be Yehosef Somo. When he withstood the temptation, then what happens? Then he brings, gets the Schus of the Shechino. That's the Gemara explains in Sota Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, and then he gets the Shem Yudin, hey, Shem of a he's Yosef, then he gets the hay. When he passes any sign, his Gilgal is Yoshua, who starts at Esoshea, and then he becomes Yehoshua. Yoshua, they both have a Yud and Hay at the beginning of their names. They both live to the age of 110. Yeshua marries Rachav, who is Rachav. The Gilgal, the Arizal writes of Ashes Potiphar. So Yoshua finishes up what Yosef did. Yosef set the stage to be able to take us into Eretz Yisrael. How do we go out of Mitzrayim? We had Aaron Shal Yosef right at the forefront. So who led the Jewish people in the desert? Yosef led us to Eretz Yisrael. Who led us into Eretz Yisrael? Yosef's Gilgal, Yoshua. Hoshea gets the Yud, Yehoshua. Yosef gets the Hay, Yehosaf. Yud and Hay at the beginning. Ashes Potiphar sees that she's destined to marry Yosef. No, she messed up. It wasn't her. It was her Gilgal, Rachav Hazona, who is going to in the future wed Yehoshua. That's the Hashlama of Yosef and Yoshua, who destroys Amalek, Vayachlosh Yoshua, as Amalek, what was the koch of Yosef? Vavabasu kufchav gimel on base, ain masorasi, ain Esav nofel ela biyad zaro shel Yosef. Melo, that's the koch of Yosef. So we have Eila Todas Yaakov Yosef. We have Yosef Hashem Liban Acher. We'll have another child and another child. Only Ayyadeh, the Koch of Yosef Hatzadik. He is an Av who is like a Shevet. A Shevet who is like an Av. He's an Avrach. He's mamash both together. That is the Gadolus of Yosef Hatzadik. So he's independent, but he's not independent. So now it's very good. What is Yosef? The whole meaning of Yosef is a Hosafa. Yosef's job is what? Is to be Mosef on the Avos of Yaakov Avinu. Yosef's job is to be Mosef to add Yosef Hashem Liban Acher, to add a ben. To add a ben to Rochel Imenu and have Binyamin. His job is to add on to Yaakovino, writes of Hunder. If you look at the Navi of Avadja, shortest Navi in the Treyasar, Aleph Pasuk Yedches, Ahayah Beis Yaakov Laish, Beis Yosef Lahava, Beis Esav Lakash. So we said the Shlach Kaddish. What's Eish, Av, and Shalom? What's Kash, Kinah, and Sinah? What burns up the Kinah and Sinah? The Kash of Esav, the Ava, and the Shalom, the Achdos, Achva, Ava Yaakovino. But excuse me, he can't do it without the lahava, without the flame of Yosef HaTzadik. What is the flame? It's not an independent entity. When you look at the candle, you see the flame as slightly distinct. It's the top of the candle. It's flickering on its own. It's what enables and empowers the candle to go to other places. That is the lahava rites of Hunter. The ish burns where it is. But what gives the koach of the fire to travel elsewhere? That tip of the flame allows it to move and to travel. That's the lahava. That's Yosef HaTzadik. He is somewhat independent, but he's really a hosafa. The lahava is the hosafa on the eish of Yaakov Avinu. The Phineas Daiti, lahava, mix around the letters, and what do you get? Bilhah. Bilhah was a hosafa. Now, I know what? Rachel herself gave us a son who was Yosef Hashem Liban Acher, and she was Mosef on herself to continue building on her biological offspring, Yosef Minyamin, by giving Bilhah. Bilhah would be seen as an extension of Rachel herself, just as the lahava, lamed hey, beis hey. Osios Bilhah is seen as an extension of the Eish itself. That's the Metzias of Yosef. He's Emshach, he says, and now it's very Gishmak. What is the Tefillah of Musaf? Who is the one to give us a Tefillah? They give us a Tefillah of Musaf. So what's that? Sometimes we have it, sometimes we don't. It's not every day Bekvias, because he is not an Av Bekvias. It's only that what? At certain times, at certain junctures, then he joins with the others. Sometimes he's with the bottom. Sometimes we count Yosef as one of the Shvatim, along with all the other Shvatim. Sometimes we take Yosef out of the picture, we make him like an Av, and we count his sons, Menashe and Ephraim, together with the Shvatim. Sometimes he's an Av, sometimes he's a Ben. Tefillah Musaf. Sometimes we have Tefillah Musaf, sometimes we don't. But what is it? It's an additional Tefillah. That is the Metzias of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef's whole Metzias is to be a Hemshech, to go ahead and be Mamshech Viter. Thus, we go back to our footnote. What are the last three words? What's the last phrase of Sefer Bereishis? How do you leave Sefer Bereishis, which Ramban labeled, which he deems Sefer Avos? Sefer Avos ends with three words. Vayisem Ba'aron B'Mitzrayim. Vayisem Ba'aron B'Mitzrayim. What's what he said? They put the body of Yosef in an Aron B'Mitzrayim. V'yamas Yosef huva cholach. That's the end of the Sefer Avos. And then how do we begin Sefer Shmos? Talk about Yosef again. V'Yosef hayim b'Mitzrayim. Yosef, what's going on? Because Yosef is the bridge. He's the crucial link who bridges together the Avos and the Banim. He's the end of the Sefer Avos. Ha'isim Aron B'Mitzrayim. And he's the beginning of the Sefer Habonim. Yosef Hashem li ben Acher. Ela told us Yaakov Yosef. He finishes off what Yaakov did. And he is the one who, even in a practical sense, raised us, gave us a place so that we can flourish in Mitzrayim, Ayyadei the Koch of Yosef HaTzadik. So perhaps now we can understand where Yosef HaTzadik, Rav Tzadik writes in a few places based on the Zohar, and Yosef corresponds to the Oz Vav. Corresponds to the Oz Vav. If you look at the Yishpizin, according to the more accepted sequence outlined by the Zohar Kaddish, Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David. Who is the sixth guest that visits us on our sixth day of the Yantav of Sukkos? Yosef HaTzadik. Because Yosef writes the Zohar corresponds to Vav. That's very geschmack that Yosef corresponds to Vav.
The second letter of Musaf is Vav.
Oh, we're going to get there. We're going to get there. Yosef HaTzadik, but first, there's even more to the number six. Yosef HaTzadik is the sixth. He is thus, what's the sixth day of when we count the Omer? What's the sixth day? Because remember, the Omer starts on the second day of Pesach. So the sixth day is what is Yesod Sheva Chesed. Yesod Sheva Chesed. Who is Keneged Tikkun Yesod? That's Yosef HaTzadik. Writes the Samsoif and Chuvas and Rechaim. Easy Chuvah to remember. Simon Samach Vav. Coincidence? I believe not. And Simon Samach Vav, number 66, he has a tshuva where he writes, what's the most important aliyah? Most important aliyah is Shishi. The sixth aliyah, because it's Keneged Tikkun Yesod, up either Zohar. Tikkun Yesod, that's Yosef HaTzadik. Tikkun Yesod, that's why the Sfardim go after the sixth aliyah. That's Yosef Alpi Kabbalah, the Sfardim who espoused Torah and Istar. The holiest aliyah in the world of Kabbalah is the sixth one. And the world of Ashkenazim, the holiest one in Yisrael, is the first one. Is she shlishi? So halacha lemaisa, right? The Ashkenazim are madiv shlishi, and the Hasidim and the Sfardim are madiv shishi. We had a Shabbos here in the shul many years ago. We had Rav Hirsch Shechter and Rav Yosef Amar and shul the same Shabbos morning. What are we going to do? Ivey, who are we going to give shlishi to? No problem. Rav Shechter is Ashkenazi, a Livak, and Rav Amar is a Sfardi. It was Gemaldik. He wanted shlishi. They didn't want anything. We knew that. This would be Matin, Rav Shechter got Shlishi, and Rav Mar got Shishi. Each one got what they needed. This is in the world of Halacha, this is in the world of Kabbalah. It's in the world of Kabbalah. What's that? The hidden world. That's Yosef, the hidden of. Yosef is number 6. Tshuva 66. The 6th Aliyah. That's Tikkun Yesod. That's Yosef HaTzadik. Now it's very geschmack. Yosef HaTzadik is number 6. What is number 6? What's the 6th letter in the Alephes? And the Vav writes of Haigon. Rav Gedal Yashor brings down this Rav Haigon. And when he talks in his Or Gedayo in the Modim, Rosh Chodesh Iyar. And what is the 6th letter of Vav? And what is a Vav? Why is it called the Vav? What were the hooks in the Mishkan called? Avave Hamudim. Why are they called Vav? Look at the Tzura of a nose Vav. The very Tzura, the form of the letter Vav is a hook. And that's why the hooks were called Vave Hamudim. A hook was called a Vav because it linked the Kesher to the Kurdin. It was the way that you link things together. Rites of Haigon, the Vav Achibor, Adam Vichava, Ish Vishisha, Ruvain Vishimo. Avav is the Vav Achibor, is the letter that links. Yosef is Keneged Vav. Is the letter that links? Of course Yosef is Keneged Vav. Because what is Yosef? The Shevet that links the others to the Shvatim. Eilat Onos Yaakov Yosef. Without Yosef's Maisa with Eishes Potiphar, Klaisa wouldn't have married, and we would lose that Hemshech of Yaakov. The crucial link who served as that pivotal bridge to link together the others and the Shvatim was Yosef HaTzadik. See, he is the letter Vav. Now we understand Rav Tzadik, I'll be this over. He is the letter Vav. And now we understand he's the 6th Aliyah that's taken Yisrael. There are even Svarim that say Yosef is going to get Shvat. What is Chodesh Shvat? Chodesh Shvat is Tu B'Shvat, Rosh Hashanah Ilonis. What does an Elon look like? A Vav, a straight line with something on top. That's an Elon, a Vav, Shevet, Shvatim. Yosef is the crucial link. That is the Shevet. He is the Shevet that links together everybody. That's Eilatonos Yaakov Yosef. That's the Hemshech. That is Yosef. So that's Tfilas Musav. It's here, but it's not here. Which one is it? It's Tfilas Musav along with the other Tfilas, or is it an additional one? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. So now it's very geschmack, like the Yavetz Yosef is Mesaking Tfilos Musaf. Yosef's home and see us. Sometimes he's with the Yavetz, and sometimes he's not with the Yavetz. But when he is here, he's grouped together with the Yavetz, sandwiched in the Tfilos of Shacharis and Mincha. His mamash here together with the Yamas HaKadoshim. And thus it's very geschmack. Yosef is all about the number 6. So if that's the case, Yitzchak is about the number 8. He's Lamala Manateva. He's the first one who is Nimal Lashman, who has a bris milah on day number 8. Yitzchak is what? 26 times 8? 208 Gematria Yitzchak. Yaakov is 7. Is Shlemas. That's Yaakov of the world. Mitoso Shlema. Yaakov is 26 Shemavaya times 7. Gematria 182. Gematria Yaakov. And if Yosef is the Hemshech of Yaakov, wouldn't it make sense? And you bet it does. Who is Shemavaya times 6? 26. Shemavaya times 6 is 156. Gematria Yosef. Yitzchak, 208. 8 times 26. Yitzchak, 182. 7 times 26. And Yosef, the Hemshech, is 156. 6 times 26. And now it's Geshmak. What's Musaf? The second letter of Musaf, Yosef. Vav, Yosef, Yosef, Musaf. It's Mamash, all the same thing. It's Yosef, it's the Hemshech. It's the Vav, it's the Vav Achibor. Musaf is the Tfilah that adds onto others and connects the other Tfilahs together. That's Yosef, sometimes here, sometimes not. But a crucial Tfilah, that is the Yosef, the Av, the Shevet, the Av Rach, the Av Rach Metz Hashem. You're right, it is still davening Da'avuhon. But there are sometimes that Yosef is grouped with the Avos HaKadoshim, and that is Tfilas Musaf Yosef HaTzadik, Bedavka Mesakin Tfilas Musaf, and that's Yosef HaTzadik, according to someone corresponds to Shvat, that is the Tu B'Shvat, that is the Zman of trees, of, if you think about it, the whole Moshel of Tainus Haman Beis, and that Yaakov lives on forever, because what? Only because Hukashu Lazaro, Mazaru B'Chaim, Afu B'Chaim, because his children continue, that's why he continues, Eila Todos Yaakov Yosef, and when the Gemara continues, and one Amora wants to give another Amora a bracha when he leaves. How does he give him a bracha that all his children to be like him? Elon, Elon, Bama Varechacha. Everything comes out of the tree. The Avos HaKol, the Elonis, the Sharoshim, the roots, and Yosef HaTzadik is that crucial. The bark, the tree, the vav, that links together the sharshe ha'avos, the roots in the ground, who gave us the bedrock, the solid foundation, with all the pavers of all the shvatim, and all the branches, shevet shvatim, the branches, the rods of the tree. Who is that crucial link? The vav in the middle. And that's Yosef HaTzadik, that's the 6th. That's one who linked them all together, the vav achibor, the avos v'hashvatim.
You have been listening to a presentation of benstorah.com.